the unconscious trance. Can break this into two categories very definitely, and this is the main thing we will be talking about this evening because of its great dangers, which I will illustrate to you at a later time. Unconscious trance has two forms, A, the negative form, and B, the positive form. And there are lives of difference between these two forms. I said lives of difference. The negative trance is brought about by some kind of a group activity where the students are asked generally to sit around in a circle because of its symbolic shape and let their minds go blank. Believe it or not, in England, there are many groups like this connected with the spiritualist movement who meet every Thursday for a letting their mind go blank session. And after maybe two or three times or 20 years, whatever the case may be, they suddenly speak in a voice and they are taken over by some kind of an intelligence. Now, generally such groups in Europe are run by a medium of some experience who is supposed to guide and teach the pupils and also keep away promiscuous intelligences. And if the medium is a good one, they do keep away these promiscuous intelligences and allow the guide, as they call them, or you call it master teacher, I believe, in some groups in America, to speak through the particular individual. They gain such a trance condition by a deliberate attempt to negatize their conscious mind by allowing this blankness and virtually opening themselves up to be entranced by some other intelligence. Now, I have met people in England who have had such training and who have been fortunate enough to be entranced by good intelligences and have given some message about life on the other side and generally something pretty basic like that. That's the negative form of trance, but there is another form, thank goodness, which is just about as opposite as it could be. The difference between negative trance and positive trance is the same difference between meditation and death. One, death is an unconscious passing from one realm to another. Meditation is a conscious passing from one realm to another. In fact, to many others. And you are the chooser. You steer your ship through all realms up to sometimes the higher mental realm in meditation. So you can see there are lives of difference between these two forms, and yet they might appear, I say they might appear, to be somewhat similar.